Welcome everybody, share number 858, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started talking about last share in reference to if somebody has something in their mouth, candy, mint, or so on, and they walk out of the house. So we said in general, as long as they're continuously chewing, eating, sucking, or whatever on that item, so then no new bracha would be made. So brought down, Rabbana brought it down, b'shem the Igris Moshe. So Rav Moshe goes even further and wants to say if somebody's even eating something, let's say they're eating an apple. I'm eating an apple, right? And whatever the reason is, I have to walk out of the house while I'm eating the apple. I'm going to the car or something like that. So now the question is, would I need a new bracha? When I step outside the door of the house, would I need a new bracha? So it's interesting to note that Rav Moshe wants to say on that same item, let's say case of an apple, right? Or somebody's eating a large cookie or something along, a cookie wouldn't make a difference because that's mazonos. But again, something that's shahakol, ho'eitz, or ho'adama, right? Somebody's possibly eating, let's say, a banana. Something along those lines, right? So all that, by shahakal or etu adami, you need a new bracha. Once you leave the house, you need a new bracha. You come back in, right? Shinei makom. Those are the lachas of shinei makom. So, but Rav Moshe says, if somebody, and Rabbana brings it down, which we're going to read inside, if it says Rav Moshe, if somebody's continuously eating, whereby they don't make an interruption, toich kedei dibur, meaning, meaning the amount of time it takes a person to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, right, which is whatever it is, 2 seconds, I mean, it's hard to say exact amount, but roughly the amount of time it takes a person to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, they don't make an interruption that long on the eating. In other words, I'm eating, let's say, my apple, I'm eating my banana, and I'm continuously eating, and I didn't take a break of the amount of time it takes me to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Teichet Edibur, says Rav Moshe, one would not need a new bracha, even though you're stepping out of the house on that a piece of food. On that, in other words, on that apple, on that banana only. You take another one, you need a new bracha, obviously, once you're walking out. You come back in, you need a new one. You need a new bracha on a different item. But on that same item. But again, we're stressing it has to be, the person has to be continuously eating without any breaks of Teich Kedei Dibur, of Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, that amount of time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. Now, so that's where Rav Moshe says, one would not need a new bracha, but we have to realize, if somebody did it like that, so L'chayre, there are others who argue, right? There, even Rav Moshe brings down, there are others who argue, so, but Elamai what, Rav Moshe says, one would not need a new bracha. So we're dealing with a case of Safik Brachas L'Hakol, right? So even though others might argue, somebody mentioned to me the Chazon Ish argues also, whatever the case is, but others, since others disagree, Rav Moshe says you wouldn't need, others say you would need, okay, be it as it may, but at least it's Safik Brachas L'Hakol, one would not make over the bracha, because it's a question. When we have a question of do I make a bracha, do I not make a bracha, then in general, we say you do not make over the bracha. But what I did want to say, one should, if possible, try and avoid this situation. In other words, if they have a banana, an apple, or something along those lines, and they're continuously eating it, right? Without taking any breaks of Teich Kedei Dibur, of whatever it is, the amount of time it takes a person to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. I keep on, I finish one bite, I take another bite, one, two, I keep on eating. So one should be careful, if that's the case, to either finish it in the house, or to take a big break more than Teich Kedei Dibur, take an interruption in between, and thereby if they leave the house, then they would need a new bracha, or to make a bracha on something else. So in other words, the bottom line is what I'm trying to say is to, one should be careful, if possible, not to bring themselves to that situation, because of the fact that it gets, there's two things. Number one, it becomes questionable, others argue. Rav Moshe says don't make a bracha, others argue, number one. Number two, so therefore you don't want to put yourself into that situation. And number two, it's very hard to, as they say in Yiddish, halt kop, meaning, you know, did the time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe pass? Did those couple of seconds pass? I waited, maybe it was 2 seconds, 3 seconds. It's very hard to keep track. So I just want to read it inside from Rabbadner, and then we'll end off with that. But I just want to, and this is different than the case of the candy. When you have a candy in your mouth, you're constantly sucking candy, mint, whatever. Okay, so you can't, it's there. It's in your mouth. So Rav Moshe said, no, go ahead, finish off that candy, that's no problem. You don't need a new bracha when you walk outside of the house. But when you're eating, then it becomes more problematic because, you know, did you take a break? Did you not take a break? So if you didn't take a break, so it's good. But if you did take a break, then you need a new bracha. So it's very complicated. Okay, I just want to end off reading from Rabban inside how he brings it down on page 135. According to some poskim, which is Igros Moshe, obviously, somebody mentioned to me also Reb Shlomo Zalman holds like that, and others. According to some poskim, if one leaves the house while eating an item, for example, an apple, banana, just give me an example, something that's shahakol, wadama, or ha'etz, and continues without, and they continue eating this item, without pausing between bites. Okay, there's no pause between bites. A new bracha is not required for the portion, eaten in the subsequent location. In other words, the part that's eaten outside, one would not need a new bracha, again, according to Rav Moshe and others. So on the bottom he brings down, does Rabbanan, when one eats in a continuous manner, each new bite takes place toichadei dibra, right? I finish, I take a bite, finish, take a bite. I did not take any break. So when they're eating, each new bite takes place toichadei dibra, which is the amount of time it takes a person to say, like we said, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, from the previous bite, it's toichadei dibra from the previous bite. When an action takes place, says Rabbanan, again, I'm just reading from Rabbanan, when an action takes place toichadei dibra of the previous action, it is considered as if both actions are occurring simultaneously. We have that in Hilchos Brachos all the time. Right, the amount of time it takes to say Toichadei Dibur halachically is not considered a hefsek, not considered a interruption between the bracha and eating. B'di'evet for sure, but be it as it may, so it's an interesting concept that both actions are occurring simultaneously halachically. Toichadei Dibur means, like he says, within the amount of time it takes to say the phrase Shalom Aleichem Rabbi. Fine. So then he goes on to say further. Just to finish off, but so now again, we want to keep in mind, it only applies to that one item, apple or banana, whatever they're eating. You have a new item, you need a new bracha. That's not the question. So then he just finishes off. This exemption also applies to those items which the person took along with them. For example, when they made the bracha, they planned to eat more than one item and took additional ones along. That's becoming much more problematic. For example, he brings down one made a bracha and planned to eat a bag of potato chips. So he brings like this. You have the bag of potato chips. The one made a bracha and planned to eat a bag of potato chips in the house. Shortly thereafter, they left the house, taking the potato chips with them. So he continues on, which is how Rav Moshe explains, as long as they continue to eat those potato chips without pausing between chips, right, there was no amount of time between the chips of Toichadei Dibur, then they, Lefi Rav Moshe also, who writes in the Tshuva, they would not require, that person is not required to make a new bracha, on that bag. However, if they purchase more potato chips along the way, obviously, or if they pause between chips at any point longer than the amount of time it takes to say Toichadei Dibur Shalom Aleichem Rabbi, a new bracha will be required. So, bottom line is, like we said before, this is definitely somebody should not rely on it. I am saying it because of the fact that if somebody did it like that, right, if they took out the bag of chips and they kept on eating and they had in mind whatever, and they, whatever, that same bag, and there was no Toichadei Dibur, no interruption at any time between chips, so you have to be careful. But what one should do, another option which what one should do, right before they leave the house, right, when they make the bracha, if they know they're going out, make the bracha right before you're going out, and have in mind, hol chedrachim, that I'll be going out with this apple, with this banana, with this bag of chips, whatever the case is. I make my boru pri hadama, and now I go, and I have a mind to go. So then you're okay. That's what we call hol chedrachim. Otherwise, if somebody does it like this, in other words, the point was that the person's sitting in the house, and then now I decide to go out. That's called changing place. But if you have a mind to go out, that's hol chedrachim, which is fine. But sitting in the house, now you change your mind, one should either finish the piece before they go out, or take a break and then make a new bracha when they do go out. Like this, you don't get yourself into all these various different sfeikas. But I did want to bring it out because of the two-way street, as you call it,
over here you got to be careful with suffix brachas and on one side, and on the other side the person will just forget. And how do we deal with it? So at least we have a better understanding how to work with that. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha Baruch Hu Kol Tov.